Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, and to those who are listening now and those who will listen later, thank you, by the way, for listening to this show. So I wanted to do a show about starseed kids, indigo children, crystal children, and we're all the same inside, right? So isn't that cool? Have you ever wondered if you are a starseed, crystal, or rainbow, or indigo child, or maybe you have a baby? Are a child, a little boy, little girl, or young, I have a daughter. She's actually an indigo child. So we're going to talk about the truth about them and why we're all here at this period of time, okay? So I'm going to start the show off by saying we're multidimensional beings. And you're like, what? How do you even spell that? That's what I would say, right? And what are we again, Tree? Just know that we're multidimensional beings. And what that means is that we think that, first of all, let me back it up. We chose to be here. We volunteered to come at this period of time. And most of us know, if you're listening to a show like this, you've had a spiritual awakening or having a spiritual awakening. I think it's a journey, not a destination. So in this next statement, we'll really share this with you. So what does that mean to be a multi-dimensional person, being, okay, having a human experience? So have you ever heard the term higher self? I'm going to connect with my higher self. And our soul and our higher self, our soul or and or higher self, is just one or is a part of a bigger picture. We are a grand soul being in multi places, multi dimensions at the same time. So I was connecting with my higher self today and I said, I would like to know this. And all of a sudden I heard the faint whisper in my ear, Tree, we're all part of one. We're all part of together. We are one. And so that higher self can be having existence on a much higher level than we are right now, right? And our higher vibration. And our soul, actually, I believe there's our higher self and our soul. And our soul is one that we can connect with pretty easy. Actually, we could just say, hey, I'd like to connect with my soul. And make sure you send your soul love, your soul sending that part of you that is having the personality part of you that's having a human experience. And we can be in different dimensions, different vibrations. And this vibration that we're in right now, the human one, the one on this plane, is a really, really dense one, okay? And you volunteered, I volunteered, we all volunteered to come at this moment in time. Those of us who volunteered now in this period of time, since the 1940s, 1950s through 2000, the first ones to come are called the starseeds. And we volunteered to come. We all did, indigo, crystal, rainbow, starseed people, our beings, because we're here to raise a vibration in the universe, starting with this planet, this part of the universe. And we are the first beings that are here that are just going to be able to raise it and be here and live here and coexist with each other. Maybe you've heard about this, the lost colony or civilizations that have left and they have found no signs of them. We're not going to do that. We're raising our vibration and shopping at Target in Walmart and you know what I mean, without leaving the planet and going to heavenland. Or I know there's a lot of theories out there about the different cultures that have just disappeared. Okay, the Mayans, right? So we get to stay here, raise our vibration, and be and help others, right, coexist with others. And so I've heard this so many times. It's just better not to get caught up in, well, I'm having a spiritual awakening and she is not or he is not, right? Because we're all here. Some of us are further along the road than others. Some of us are just getting started. It does not matter, because remember this, we are all here and we volunteered to be here. Okay, that's important. And we're all multidimensional. Starseeds, let's talk about that. starseed people. They are actually the first ones to come. We used to call them light workers, but as we're learning more about them, about ourselves, about whatever we are, you know, most of us, by the way, were not born. We did not evolve from Earth. We were here. We may have come from other places, like Pleiades. A lot of you guys know that, or Ceres. Or other galaxies, other planets, whatever you want to call them, and part of ourselves are still there, right? Remember, multidimensional beings at a really high level, our higher self, maybe your higher self, my higher self, are hanging out in a different dimension, in a totally different galaxy that's extremely high, high level. And what we're doing is we're bringing the duality. And we're realizing that we're all one, we're all connected, okay? So that's about the star seeds. They are the first ones that, you know, and God bless the star seeds that came, you know, first. Like, they're usually around 60 or 70, 50, maybe 60 to 75, 80 years old, I don't know. But, you know, they have bridged the gap where we don't have to leave now as a culture. Like, and, you know, somebody saying, hey, what happened to those folks? What happened to that culture? Remember the lost colony, the Mayans, right? So there's still questions about that, you know. And then those of us who know know that, hey, you know what? They raised their vibration so high that they were able just to leave and go to a whole different planet, place, galaxy, heavenly, and whatever you've agreed to do. But in this time, this is the first time this has ever happened. We've volunteered to come. We've volunteered to put that veil of forgetfulness, where we don't really remember about our higher self. Some of us are connecting, some of us will connect, and some of us are deepening the connection with our higher self, or that sense of ourself that has been, maybe part of us is still there, higher self, or whatever you want to say, on the Pleiades, on, well, I can't even think now, some of these star systems that are out there. So just know that. So the star seeds are the first. Okay, we used to call them light workers, and now we call them star seeds. And what came after that? I have a daughter. She's in her 20s. She's in school, and she's an indigo. I love the indigos, right? But they are challenging, are they not? You guys, some of you guys already know that you have indigos, and my daughter and I are really good friends now. We didn't start out like that. She's a rebel. You know, and I know that some of you guys have had these kids that are rebels that have just asked questions, pushed the boundaries, and usually they came in the 80s and the 90s, okay? So I'm not saying that you can't have one that happened in the late 70s or whatever, or it happened now, and I'm not saying that at all, but typically the bulk of them were born in the 80s and the 90s, okay? So if you're looking at yourself and saying, wow, I am experiencing all these things. I don't understand why this has to be this way. I want to push the boundaries. I want to push the envelope. Maybe you're an indigo child yourself. Okay. So you look at that, and they are a rebel with a cause. They are, but they're very kind-hearted, and they're very kind-hearted folks, and they have a deep sense of knowing that they're different, just like we all do, right? When I was a little girl, I remember thinking, man, I felt my whole family was different than me. And, you know, my cousins and everything. And I didn't have the talents that they had, right? I was something different. I was able to see angels at the age of 3, just so you know. And I thought I was like weird when you get a little older, a teenager, and I just like, oh, I want to talk about that. So maybe you're like that, right? Maybe you're an indigo child too as well. So the indigos, as I said, they rebel. They push the envelope, and they're always fighting for the biggest and higher good. And a lot of times they're very clairvoyant, clairsentient, and clairaudient, just like we all are. The star seeds are as well. A lot of times it's really very, very hard for them to stay in the now, in this part, because they all want to be left, go to another place, right? Do you understand? They're from another place, and they remember it. They know that they're not from here. So just remember that too as well. And it's really our duty, our goal, to stay in this place, okay? Just so you know, in this now, okay? And the indigos, they're here to do the same, and they're here to push the envelope. You know, when I was a kid, I remember my mom telling me, she goes, you know, you chose to be here. I was like, really? And I told her, I said, I must have been insane to choose you as a mom and dad as a dad and, you know, my cousins and, you know, all my family. I get that because they're just a little crazy, right? And I got grounded, obviously, for another week. And that's okay. So we're here to help change things, help change people, to help not change people, but to realize who they are. And to realize that we are multi-dimensional beings, okay? So we're here, but we may be another place in another galaxy, another higher vibration, you know, wherever we are, right? And we don't remember it, but when we're sleeping, okay? Have you ever had a dream where you could catch glimpses of it? And that's where the conscious and the subconscious meet, and you can remember being in another place, connecting with your higher self. Not like two beings, but maybe one being, and you come back and you're like, and you have a sense about it, but may not remember it totally. So let me give you this. And I've said this before, 90 seconds before you totally wake up, you're in between that sleep and that, you know, that sleep and that waking up. You know what I'm talking about? You guys, have you ever experienced that? I know you have. You can ask your higher self, you can ask God, you can ask the angels, hey, any questions? So, you know, maybe you want to know your life purpose. Maybe you want to know your soul purpose. Maybe you want to know, is something going to happen, you know, that you have a question about. But that 90 seconds before you totally wake up and you're still half asleep, you can ask a question and get an answer. Okay. And it'll be clear and succinct, and you won't have to doubt it. Okay. So how's that for a cool thing to have? And just remember, you chose to be here, right? And you little indigos, I love you guys, right? You guys are amazing. And you push the envelope. And you see things and know things. You guys are a leader in your own right. And the starseeds, you guys are wonderful and amazing too. You just got to remember, stay focused. Be here. We're all multi-dimension people or beings. All of us are on this planet, okay? All of us, right? And you know, so that's something I want you to remember. I told a friend of mine the other day, she goes, you really believe that, don't you? I go, yeah, don't you? And she goes, who do you think I was? I go, Darth Vader? I'm just kidding. But we all are. She goes, well, I've always been attracted to different galaxies. I go, I know you have. And I said, so part of you is probably over there now just doing what you do. And here we're helping the whole universe on this planet, maybe others, I don't know, but I can only say for here right now. And other parts of ourselves are different places. So I know I'm here, this part of me is here, and that's what I'm here to do because I'm a little different. I always have known that. And as I said, you probably have as well. So anyway, that's the starseeds and the indigos. What about the crystals? I love those folks, those kids. They're born without karma. They're such fresh souls, right? And the crystal children are really connected to crystals, love and joy. And as the indigos are here to push us and have, you know, be a rebel and to make us think, these crystals, they've made it easier for these crystal children. They're born from 2000 till now, right? And they, as I said, they don't have karma or very little. Because a lot of times we're here to balance karma, right, and to figure it out. But these little ones, they don't. Most of them don't. And a lot of them are born to the indigos, right? And so, you know, that's what I want to share with you. So, and they're into rocks and crystals. And I have a friend of mine, her son and her daughter both collect them, and she comes home and her purse is full of like stones, you know, because they love stones and they love animals and people you know, and all those things. And they're very, very new and fresh from heavenland. And, you know, they're very nurturing and beautiful, but read about them, okay? And most of them, as I said, were born from 2000 on up, okay? So anyway, so that's the crystal and the indigo and also the star seeds. Okay, so which one are you? And just remember, you can really start meditating, which would help you. Call me, email me, Tari@angelcoaches.org or 954-636-9401. I want to help you guys. And I'm going to do a show actually tomorrow about the dimensions. And so you don't want to miss it Sunday. I think I'm going to do it at about 1 o'clock East Coast time. So you don't want to miss it. Listen in. And then we also have a show on Tuesday because it is a mind-body-spirit connection. And to be the best version of yourself, right, as a spiritual being having a human experience, it is a mind-body-spirit connection. And just remember that, because we're here to bridge the duality, realizing we're all connected, right, and that we're all here connected and helping others. And remember, whatever vibration I'm holding, you know, when I go to the grocery store, okay, or when I go to the bank, or, you know, when I go out with my sweetheart, that vibration I'm sharing with others. So be super aware of what you're thinking, okay? And that's something, whatever version of yourself, starseed, crystal, or indigo, you know, being that you are, that's something I wanted to share with you. And also, as I said, I'm going to do one about the different dimensions tomorrow and at 1 p.m. And then Tuesday I've got Go Run for Fun Fitness, and that is done at noon. I've got a lot of special speakers. Check my show out, Spiritual Awakening, because a lot of us are having that right now, so we can be part of the vibration that raises people to a whole new level, like the lost colony, but we don't have to leave. We are the first time that our spiritual being self is not going to have to leave. We can shop and enjoy this world, this raise of vibration where it's not as thick, obviously, or not as dense, and where we can manifest in a New York second or a skinny minute. That's what my grandpa used to say, my grandma, and a New York second. That's what some of my friends over in the Northeast say. And we can manifest for the good, and we can heal our own self and heal our bodies. Isn't that cool? And heal our heart and our soul. And we're leading with our heart. That's the best thing about this culture. My dad and mom always told me that. Lead with your heart. That's so key right there, in business and personal, right? Live in truth. Live in your truth. And don't expect more from yourself, or don't expect more from others than you do yourself. And that's a key right there, of having a higher awareness. And just remember, there's no labels here. You know, millennials, crystal, rainbow, we are all spiritual beings having human experience and raising this planet to a high vibration where we can all transfer or stay here and stay here helping others to raise our vibration where we don't have to leave. We just have to enjoy and realize how the duality between us and God, it doesn't exist. God's in all of us, right? We just have to tap into it. So that's a cool thing. So I want to say one more thing to you before. I want to put these shows on the mind, body, spirit, you know, and I'm going to do one. And I got to put that down because I've got a lot of new speakers that are teaching. I really like coaching because it's a way for me to nurture, help people find their purpose, because my purpose is helping others find their purpose and their bliss. That gives me bliss and purpose. I love doing that, and I love nurturing and helping people. So I'm speaking, I'm doing this show, but I am a coach, and I help people find their purpose and find their bliss. So I'm going to be talking about that too as well this week a little bit. I just got this name the other day by a friend of mine gave it to me. She goes, you're a transformation coach. I was like, wow, that's cool, because I always call myself a life and spiritual coach. But I am a transformation coach. I found my purpose, and I want to help others find theirs, okay? Because when you live with purpose, you live with joy and love, and you don't visit that place of joy and love. That's where you live. Nothing like it, I got to tell you. And do you have challenges? You bet. But they get less and less, and you don't have to spend time in boot camp. You can, that's what I call it when you hit hard and you're like, oh, why is this happening to me again? So you don't have to live in boot camp. You can live with love and joy and peace all the time and manifest in a New York second or a skinny minute. And remember these crystal rainbow and indigo kids and star crystal indigo kids and star seeds are they're amazing and they're really helping us. Okay. And you know, and you figure out which one you are. I gave you some new things to look for. Remember the star seeds, they have a hard time sometimes, not hard, challenging time staying in the now. Because they are great big old daydreamers thinking about, you know, because there's part of them that's probably over on some galaxy that's really high level. And I know that I am, right? I've got part of me in the, it doesn't really matter. So, because the best part of me is right here, right now, that's what I feel. Okay, and I'm sure I'm saying that in other dimensions that I am this as well. So, anyway, just remember, I'm going to do a show on different dimensions tomorrow and what to, you know, and how, and give you some ideas how you can remember where you are and where you've been and how you can bridge the unconscious and the subconscious together to realize that a lot of times we're in the big school of life in different dimensions, in different worlds, and enjoying every minute of it. Anyway, just remember, we're all connected. We're all made of love. And join me tomorrow at 1 p.m. You guys take care and have a wonderful now. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening in now or later. Bye now.